Charlotte Caldwell. How are you?
I'm fine, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Charlotte. Reading your story there, it's incredibly sad. As parents, and even not as parents, I think it'll resonate with a lot of people. You're quite literally trying to save the life of your 11-year-old son, Billy, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct, Greg.
What condition does Billy have?
Billy has intractable epilepsy, but he's also a status epileptic.
And how does that affect him?
Well, it means really, Greg, when Billy goes into a seizure, he doesn't come back out. You know, I have to go in and administer diazepam, and then he also goes blue, so he has to have oxygen on him as well.
Mm. But he's a fighter, isn't he?
He is, yes. He's this is his second battle with it, Greg, and he's fighting it like, you know, he really is. He's just really we had a particularly bad day, not yesterday, the day before. He actually had to take him to Alton Galvin, because he was very sleepy on it, you know, and very nostalgic and just completely depleted. But it was simply, we had him checked and all. It was simply just because of the increase in seizure activity and the increase of the grand mal tonic seizures. It's actually affecting him now, Greg. It's really his wee body's just taking a wee bit of a battering.
Yeah, there's only so much you can take, isn't there, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about saving his life, that's the appeal here. Mm-hmm. How would that be done? Is there an effective treatment out there?
Well, where Billy, the stage that Billy's at now at the moment, Greg, Billy is 11, and what the consultant in the States thinks that because he is now grown and he is 11, he could be a candidate for surgery this time. So that's one of the things that he would be looking at, in great depth when we go there.
Because take us back to 2007, you were out in Chicago with Billy then, weren't you?
Yes. It was the same doctor, Professor Nordley, that we're going to see this time. It was him that we seen the last time, and he actually saved Billy's life the last time.
I just, you know, it's so difficult for you to deal with, and I can imagine. But when there's a price on it, a price on your child's health potentially, that's really what must be difficult to deal with. Not the most difficult thing, but do you understand where I'm coming from, Charlotte?
Yes.
That it comes down to money.
Yeah. I think what it is, Greg, I this is the second time round for us and the second time round for Billy to battle with the epilepsy. And I just think what it is, this service should be available on our health service. Every we've tried to go down every single avenue to get Billy seen to urgently.
Because £300,000 is the figure for the life-saving treatment now, which seems like a lot of money, but there are people on long-term courses of drugs, and fair play to them for getting them, that the cost is much, much greater than that over a period of time. So it's not like the funds aren't there for other people as well.
Yeah, that's correct. But I also have to say as well, Greg, I think that what we're finding is as well, people out there, and through no fault of their own, are just not, educated really in epilepsy. You know, a lot of people think that epilepsy is just epilepsy, and that, you know, there's people live to their 60 and they have epilepsy. But there's like all different forms of epilepsy. And Billy has the life-threatening form, if you understand me, which means he can't come back out of the seizure. And this is what we're trying to get across to people. It's just not epilepsy. Any form of epilepsy is a serious condition, but Billy has a life-threatening condition.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I feel as well, I have said this before, Greg, and I would say it again, if Billy was a child with cancer, no disrespect to any child that has any serious condition, but if he was a child with cancer, and I had picked up the phone and called the consultant and said, I think the cancer has come back, because Billy's seizures had been in remission, really, Greg. You know, similar to cancer, do you understand? It had been controlled, very much controlled. But if I picked up the phone and said to my Billy's consultant, I think the cancer has come back, they, you know, our health service would have Billy admitted straight away to, you know, to a specialist, a cancer specialist, and testing done, and you know,
and whatever it took,
diagnosis and treatment.
Yeah,
sorry.
And whatever it took, he would get. And as you say, it's not taking away from what anyone else is going through. But we pride ourselves, don't we, on all children being equal?
Yes.
Well, this is not the case in Billy's case.
No, because Billy has to wait 9 months, Greg.
Yeah.
And because of the seriousness of the type of epilepsy he had, he doesn't have 9 months to wait.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm you know, we're up against. The race is on for us. He has his first appointment with the consultant in America on Monday, the 12th of September. And, you know, we really are, you know, appealing to everybody out there to desperately help us, because we've tried our health service, and you know, we've even tried the private route here.
Which is the NHS in this case, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And we've also tried the private route, and we've been denied access on every single route that we have tried to go down.
So if people want to help you and help Billy, more importantly, how do they do it, Charlotte?
Well, they can go on to Billy has his own Facebook page. It's on Facebook. It's Keep Billy Alive. You know, they can contact us through there if they want to organise an event. If anybody wants to donate, they can go on to Just Giving, crowdfunding, and Billy has a page on there which is Keep Billy Alive as well. Or just pick up the phone on Billy's Facebook page. There's all the phone numbers where, you know, we can be contacted via phone as well.
And to put it into perspective, I don't think I'm exaggerating in that a couple of days ago, you didn't know if you were going to be taking Billy home from out in the Gulf necessarily. You just don't know, do you?
No, Greg, that's the thing. Like in the morning, you know, most mums, when they get up in the morning, Greg, okay, they have a to-do list, and, you know, they're busy getting the kids up, getting their teeth cleaned, getting them washed, getting them, you know, organised for school or for a day out. The first thing I have to do that's on my to-do list, Greg, is I have to put my hand out and check that Billy's still breathing beside me.
Yeah.
And that's the situation that we're in, and that's how we're living every single day.
Well, you have a target. How is it going for you?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad. Obviously, we desperately need more help. We're on about £15,000 at the moment. We have a big event coming up this weekend in the Four Trees Hotel in Strabane. It's a dinner dance, and we're having an auction there as well, Greg. Carl Frampton kindly donated a pair of boxing gloves signed by him.
Nice.
So they're in a beautiful display case, and they're up for auction. We have a Pat Jennings signed Northern Ireland shirt that's framed. We have X Factor tickets, including flights, return flights to London, and a stay in a 5-star hotel for two people. You know, there's quite a lot of stuff. If anybody wants to bid on the auction items, they're quite welcome to go on to Billy's page. They're all up there on Facebook, and bid on them, or buy a ticket for the night and help us out at the Four Trees Hotel in Strabane. That's this coming Saturday.
Okay, Charlotte. Listen, I hope it works out. Send a love to Billy as well. And
okay.
Thank you so much for coming on. And as I say, I hope everything goes exactly how you've... I'd say even the September 12th date feels like a million miles away.
Yes. Yeah. We have another 2 weeks, so it's like... Fingers crossed,
yeah.
All crossed, Greg, including our toes, you know, that we actually get Billy there safely and get him the treatment that he so desperately needs.
Okay. Charlotte Caldwell from Castle Derrick, thank you for coming on.